celebrate with him. Happy birthday, Prabha.
तो क्या बात होगी.
It's Shabdam Radio 416-848-7772. Give me a call. To the sister that just called and told me you were on hold. Not sure why you hung up. Please call back. Waiting for your call. Hey Prabha, again, happy birthday from Ronnie and his staff, and not forgetting his loving family. To Shabdam Radio this Saturday. Hey, don't forget we continue until 4 o'clock on ShabdamRadio.com. We end it here at 7:70 from until 3 o'clock, but of course we continue. And the listenership on ShabdamRadio.com, I want to say thank you. It's growing and growing, and thank you for joining and spreading the word. Well, we go to Hamilton now. as we celebrate. And this is, you know, you wonder, when I was reading it, I was wondering if it's an anniversary or a birthday for real. But it's both husband and wife are celebrating their birthdays respectively. Assalamu alaikum, Uncle Richard. I'd like to send a birthday greetings to my parents, Amir, who is celebrating his birthday on Thursday, January 27th. Well, that was, who celebrated on the 27th? And my mom, Shalima, who celebrated her 65th birthday yesterday, the 28th. These greetings are coming to you from your children and grandchildren, both Amir and Sister Shalima. Well, of course, your children and grandchildren, Adam, Sarah, Reza, Shireen, Riyadh, grandchildren, Diana, Rihanna, Zaya, Malia, and Aiden, with lots and lots of love. And I'd like to extend, on behalf of all of us here at Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime, I know you guys have been with us for so many, many years. Thank you indeed. Happy, happy birthday. Let's see if we could take a couple callers. Not sure why we're losing you if you're hanging up, so give me a call back. So ready, Amir and Shalima on her 65th. Also want to take this opportunity to wish you both Allah's choices, blessings for many, many more happy birthdays from the entire Hamilton crew. You know, Zina and Abdul and Nizam and all the gang, the whole entire gang out there. Not forgetting the Brampton crew and all of us here at Shabnam Radio. Hope you like this one I picked up for you. Again, celebrating with Amir and Shalima. Happy 65th, Shalima, a special one indeed. Hey, feel free to drop us a call, all right? 416-848-7772. Hello and welcome to BIM, Betalal Ramdeo. Hey BIM of Quick Auto Collision Service Inc. 308 Gary Avenue in Toronto. Welcome to the program, BIM. Hope all is well, my brother. That's our good friend Betalal, as we know him from Laramie.
Hey, नशा है छलका छलका होश बचा है हलका हलका चलती रहो पिघलती रहो बाहों के घेरे में हमारे
तवा तुम्हारे ये इशारे हम तो दीवाने हैं तुम्हारे छू लेते हो तार जो दिल के तुम ही बताओ तुमसे
इशारे हम तो दीवाने हैं तुम्हारे रात ये कैसे खोल रही हो तुम आंखों से बोल रही हो जादू आते हैं तुमको सारे
Mr. Gary Kahn is celebrating a birthday. We want to wish you, Gary, a very, very special happy birthday from all of us here at Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime. Well, just want to let you know that our friends at Brampton and Ajax Crematorium wanted to extend a special wishes on this day. And of course, hoping everybody's staying safe and best wishes on this weekend from the team at Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre and Ajax Visitation Center. You know, they have been doing so much, honestly, behind the scene. I've been working alongside them, and they're really doing so much. In fact, we would be starting a series here where we would be trying to bring some relief for those who might be suffering with anxiety and stress, etc. And they, Spanita and I have been talking, and you've been putting us in place with connecting us with great people. So watch out, that's coming. And they're not only about doing what they do, and you could imagine they are very busy, but honestly, they do care, and they're reaching out. They would be having grief seminars and stuff like that we'll be telling you about. So again, hats off. I'm very proud to be working along them, alongside Puneet and the team at Brampton and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre. Well, here we go now. It's 13 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we want to welcome all our listeners online. Remember, we're going until 4 o'clock, so please stay with us at shabnamradio.com. And, oh yes, I yet to talk about the gentleman who called in, well, texting me. He was texting and telling me, condoning and promoting Rum Culture and Rum Song with that song we played from Jivon. And, we'll talk, get into that. By the way, if you're listening to the gentleman, 416-848-7772, we'd love you to call in and state your case. So I'd leave the line open whenever you're ready. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi, this is Shalima from Toronto.
Hello, Shalima.
I'd like to send video greetings to my sister, Prava.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
This birthday greetings is coming from Shalima and Patty and her family. May Allah bless her with many more birthdays to come.
Is that the same?
And we love her.
That's the same Prabha out in Ajax, right?
Yes.
Prabha and Bill and they?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. We just played a nice song for them, so thank you. And your name is...
Could you play another nice song for her again?
Yeah, a little bit later, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
And now we go to Mr. Gary Kahn. Gary, we want to wish you, brother, a happy, happy birthday. And greetings are coming to you first and foremost from Nikki, your beautiful wife, and of course, Garvin. And you know that's your life right there. Best wishes on your birthday with many, many more happy birthdays to come. I know this COVID thing have you locked up here right now. But you heard last, a couple of weeks ago we had, was last week, we had Kenneth Salick. And he said that you were the first person to bring him on to Canada, to the shores of Canada to perform. And he never forgets you with that. So we have a song lineup for you again. Let's see who we have on the line. Hello. Hello. Okay, so I want to play this one for you, Gary, Kenneth Salick indeed. And again, the lines are open, and please, we're not screening called here. So to the gentleman, while I play this one, here we have my partner calling. Hi, Gary.
Hi,
you well, how are you doing, man?
I all right.
Well, a little last week, we heard your partner, Kenneth, boasting how... he never forget you. You're the first person to bring him to Canada.
But before he decided to come on, I can book him.
Oh, so you had faith in that song?
Yeah, he came on the beach and he threw the guy and was behind me, and I said, okay, and that's all.
So where are you about now? Are you cruising or are you at home?
No, I haven't leave home for a long, long time. Because well, what I'm doing now, no doctor's hospital can help me. So I get a Russian doctor who to see about all the hockey players and the football players. I mean, somebody recommend me, and I went to him, and I'm taking an injection, $100 a week. I'm taking two injections a week on my lips, so that helped me.
Oh, wow. Well, Gary, boy, you know, you've come a long way because you couldn't talk even, right? And
yeah, since I'm doing that, talking, but I still have to use a straw and a baby spoon, maybe for another 6 months, 3 months.
Well, I know you have a nice nurse there called your wife, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a song lineup for you. This song suits you, you know. This song suits you. I could see you cruising in your 4x4 and playing this.
Yeah.
And you would have been shooting that all now by...
Even drop lunch for me today, and I'm very, very, very happy with that. And you also for all what you have done for me.
Anytime, Mom. You know you're the best. You would do this 10 times for anybody. So thank you. So sit back and enjoy this one, right?
Okay, thanks.
This I'm glad Gary is listening. Thanks, Gary. Can again, yes, and greetings are also coming from the entire Masala TV crew, Chris Sukul, and you know, Gary Khan owns a lot of the time on Czech television, and a lot of people don't know this, but he gives it out to other producers to produce, and he is so generous when it comes to that. So I want to thank him. God bless you, Gary, and hope that you'd be back up and about soon. And I know you like this one. This is your partner, Kenneth Salick. Well, those of you heard him last week, he was on the program. And just after that, I had Jeevan. And I would play that for you too. But we had a fella called texting me about this rum thing. I want to talk about that a little bit. Coming up soon.
A man with a big, big.
Hey, by the way, if the caller is listening, please call.
She's looking for a four-wheel van. The girl leave me for a man. A man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van. Give me all the time, girl, you're riding. Baby, I never hear you complaining. Make you leave me for a man. A man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van. Before we get the AD wagon, it was only feet to transportation. See me girl, I thought you were going strong, but I never know, baby, your eyes so long. Oh, oh, na 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 na, not again. My girl leave me for a man. A man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van. Give me all I can hear today, you're saying. Me see tired and me trunk of a rattling. Me girl leave me for a man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon.
She looking for a four-wheel van. Girl, I try to fulfill all your needs, but you was overpowered by greed. See me, girl, I finally realize you're like a puppy that opened the eyes. Oh, oh, na 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 na, not again. The girl leave me for a man. A man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van. Give me rain or sunshine, we driving. Now my AC not working and you're quarreling. My girl leave me for a man. A man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van. Just to my eyes, cannot believe you's a bag of lies. When you say you're going by the doctor, I see you on the beach in Balandra. Oh, oh, na 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 na, not again. But you leave me for a man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon, she looking for a four-wheel van. But you leave me for a man with a big, big van. She don't want no AD wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van.
Hey, we want to say hello to little Atina singing along. Hi, Atina. Well, hope you like that one. And of course, yeah, I know she's driving in a big 4x4 with Anna and Wayne. Enjoying the program, guys. Oh, you know what? And the next song that came up is this one. And I know who liked this song. Anybody out there like this tune? Hey, well, we will come back to that and some more. This is Shabnam Radio on a Saturday, Richard Aziz. Again, the telephone number 416-848-7772. Last week, and I want to talk a little bit about this. Now, we here on the program, for the 20-something years we here, those of you who have been following the program would realize we play everything. And sometimes it doesn't have a place. We would come in and do a religious item in the middle of the program. We would bring on someone who might want to share a debt announcement any time on the program. So we wouldn't really pick and choose when we play. So it's a free-flowing thing here. Last week we had a gentleman, Givon, that called in for an interview, and it's title of the song, Bring the Rum, which I'm about to play. And I was accused of promoting rum song and rum culture. Now, the lines are open, 416-848-7772. So the gentleman who, I won't call his name, he's a regular on the program, but I am, you know, I just wanted to say, I hate ugly. And anytime people do this type of thing, and it's been happening a little bit here, a little bit there, and I thought I would address it, and hopefully once and for all. You know, over the years, we had many complaints. Richard, you're Muslim, you don't say Salaam Alaikum first. And again, I don't know if many of you heard that story and what my response was. But when I played a couple of weeks ago, just around Christmas time, I believe, we played a prayer for Peter, Pete, my friend. We played that song. It was about 15 minutes. A pastor was on the program through a recording, giving a little, you know, word of God and praying and stuff like that. I got a couple of people calling me and say, take that off. Is this Shabnam Radio we're listening to? What is this you're playing, etc. Now, again, the word tolerant I don't like. It's not like I tolerate it. We must have some tolerance when we listen to the program. You have a choice. You could turn this dial. But when I'm here as a producer, not only me, anyone who might be doing radio, you kind of dampen their spirit and with the ugliness that you come up with. Now, we continue to play every and anything, and we would not be censored by anyone. Now, of course, we are careful and we try not to put too much smut into any of the songs. And that's another debate we could get into. Some of the songs that might be accepted by even adults, some of the Sundar Popo, you know, the screw in the light ball and all that thing, right? So it's debatable. But I just wanted to say, when it comes to the rum, you remember Rum Till I Die? Arish Amaru? I don't know if anybody knew anybody who started drinking more because of that song, or who became addicted to it because of that song. And when people, because they don't like what they hear at any point in time, they become angry and they want to take it out on somebody. So I just wanted to say, please refrain from attacking yours truly when I do my show. And over the years, yeah, I have never used that word my. I never, it's always ours and join us and we at Shabnam Radio. I never said my. But, you know, I go all out. And, you know, sometimes it could be humiliating to go to collect money and get advertisers. When you listen to this program, there's not much advertisers. When you see what we do on television and radio, let me tell you, not even a third of the money is generated from advertisers. So a lot of the money comes from personal sacrifice, not only from me, but my family. And never hear me complaining. But I have to speak my mind. So last week I was saying that I would not tolerate this, and I was saying shut up and all that, right? Keep quiet. But I had so many people saying, Richard, don't let nobody get to you. So I said, listen, we'll talk about this week. Because it's not that I was upset. I have a point of view also. I have to speak my mind also. Not only you, the listeners, could call in and say what you think about any particular topic. I have a voice and I would like to express. You remember a couple of weeks ago we had a lady call in and say, oh, we look forward to listening to music and, you know, everything is about COVID and we don't want to hear that. We want music. Well, I don't remember seeing her on our board of directors here on the program, but I always vent. I always bring up social issues and community events and other issues that affect in our community. And I will continue to do so. But there's no scheduled time for it. I believe at this time we need to, you know, be lighthearted, enjoy, bring some encouragement and some happiness on the program. But that doesn't mean if we have a death announcement or to share the news about the sister with cancer or ask people to pray for the homeless, etc. We wouldn't stop doing that. So I hope you understand. I'm not trying to be bad. I'm just trying to explain myself. And I'm still waiting. If the brother wants to call in, and he could state his case. You remember one time there was a song, Coolie Boy? And everybody's, some people like it, some people say no. Well, that's it. They would have mixed feelings and mixed reaction. But we are not here to please. I'm here to serve. So if I can't please you, I might be making somebody else happy. And the thing is, we are not, this is not a religious program. So, yes, you might enjoy the bhajans and the oldies, but you know what? You yourself might turn on me the day you don't like what we are playing. I've had it from people saying you shouldn't play remixes, the old songs. You shouldn't have them at remix. Some people like it. So I just wanted to clear the air on that. The phone isn't ringing. I was hoping he would be able to call in. But when you start attacking me, don't feel I would stay quiet because I hate ugly. And that, to me, is bullying. And if we don't speak out and share and put some light on them, as I say in Trinidad, shine them up. If we don't shine them up, they wouldn't stop it. And they might take it further and take it with somebody else. So when you call or you threaten or you try to abuse or bully Richard on this program, rest assured, I will speak out. So now, if you don't like a rum song, let me tell you, I probably should have a disclaimer. We are about to play a rum song, so turn off the volume or change the channel. Because we would continue. We played the soca, we played the reggae, we played the chutney. You remember one time, I played a song on TV. And it was Three Canals, some black young men singing. And were in the rain and bareback. And a pundit called and threatened to get me off the air because of that. He said that he would get Charlie and them to stop advertising with me. Well, of course, I tell him where to go. And I found out, oh, you shouldn't be that way because the pundit father was murdered by a black man. Well, what if it was an Indian? You would stop being a pundit? You know, come on, don't come with me with them ugliness. We, our Caribbean is Caribbean. We have Portuguese, Chinese, Indian, everybody. And we are here having a good time and sharing some love and doing our thing here, right? So again, Mr. my friend, he's a good guy. I like him. But I have to tell him, because too often when I have interviews with, for example, Bharat Jagdeo, former president, or the Mr. Anil Nandalal, Attorney General, he would always poke me, hey, get them off the air, take off, it's going on too long. But please, if you don't like it, come on, other people might be enjoying it. All right? So please, again, I'm asking you, don't think I'm angry and don't get upset with me, but I have certain things that I stand for and stand by with. So I believe we are here to entertain, and whatever you take from it, whatever you get and makes you happy, well, that's nice. Hope you like this one, though.
This is not a rum tune.
Hey, G-Von, one of the finalists of the Tronti Soca Monarch competition coming up.
Hey, let's go! She have me a lockdown.
Can't drink me rum.
The bars and them shut down.
I can't get me rum.
She take all me money.
I can't buy no rum.
Now I'm singing this church me.
Hey, yes, we sorry for cutting Raymond. We're bringing it back. Don't worry.
Bring to the gong and feel so nice. Pass in the pass around, take a shot, we go be in paradise. Just bring the rum, just bring the rum, just bring the rum for me. Just bring the rum, just bring the rum, right to my Lord, just bring the rum.
So bring out the rum,
just bring the rum.
Let's get back to the fun,
just bring the rum.
Girl, give me my rum,
just bring the rum.
Come, let's have some fun,
drinking rum, 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 until we fall on the ground. We drinking early morning until the break of dawn. We drinking rum.
Oh lad, you just feel like fire.
Love me punching.
Mix the white soap with water.
That is the baby.
Up and running, up and running. ShopNumRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Time when I drink the rum, I just bring to the gong and feel so nice. Pass in the pass of rum, take a shot, we go be in paradise. Just bring the rum, just bring the rum, just bring the rum for me. Just bring the rum, just bring the rum, right to my Lord, just bring the rum.
So bring out the rum,
just bring the rum.
Let's get back to the fun,
just bring the rum.
Girl, give me my rum,
just bring the rum.
Come, let's have some fun.
We drinking rum, 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 until we fall on the ground.
We drinking early morning until the break of dawn.
We drinking rum.
Hey,
we drinking rum.
Oh lad,
we drinking rum, 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 until we fall on the ground.
We drinking early morning until the break of dawn.
We drinking rum.
Hey,
we drinking rum.
Oh lad,
just bring me rum. Just bring me rum. Just bring me rum.
I love the rum, I love the rum.
Just bring me rum.
Shop the Radio on a Saturday, and at least the gentleman, at least he spoke his mind. Some of you, the day I don't play your old song, I know quick you would turn on me. I thank you for your listening, and of course we appreciate your friendship and your support on the program. But notice that we would not be censored.
It was Narum June.
Richard Aziz keeping you company. 416-832-7293 if you want to send a text message, you want to call us, 416-848-7772. I'd love to hear from you. And again, okay, so that was about rum, right? But what about when I play a gospel? I mean, what's up with that? You're picking on me for that too. Oh gosh, man, I'll lighten up a little bit now. So please, for 2022, don't come wrong me with that ugly. You know, one day, I'm in the process of writing a book. And some of the things I've been through while producing this program, and the, you know, people wrote up headlines, front page about me. I'm not fit to be on the radio because I call former Prime Minister at the end of an interview with Rania Mirage and myself. I said, well, thank you and best of luck. And I wrap up by wrapping up now. We finish. Mamu, because I called the former Prime Minister of Panama, that made front page. When I tried to do the puja in the park, that upset people that were coming to placard. I was sued for being on this program. There's one fellow in particular write every single one of my advertisers and tell them about me. In fact, recently he was writing on the wall on the website of one of my big advertisers, only because they dealt with me and they realized the way I am, they didn't take him on. And he continues and continued to poke at me. The owner of the station wanted to get me off because they were fed up with him writing. I didn't do anything. He was just complaining. And he would listen to the program and tape the program and send it to CRTC and send it to so many other places to get me off the air. So you see the power of one, and if we don't put a stop, where will it end? So if this young man is successful in doing what he is doing, and for years this guy has been after me. He wrote to the consul general, Suraj Ratan Rambachan, when he was foreign affairs minister, the Guyana consulate, the Guyana ambassador, Dharman Kisun, Lapakan, Vic Jagmohan, every single advertiser to stop them from advertising. One guy. And I continue. Even recently, DJ Riyadh and I was talking, and DJ Riyadh was believing what he was saying until Riyadh on his own admitted that he believed that he was crazy. So I have to vent sometimes, and I'm not angry when I do that. I just have to put in place what we are about. So if you don't know and you just start listening, know we play a little bit of everything on this program. And here's another selection we'd love to feature. This one we want to send out to Davika and Derry, Wayne and Anna, Perth and Mina, who love this one. The star boy himself, Raymond Ramnarayan. This is an old song that he brought back, and I think it's going to be one that would be around for a long, long time. I'm so proud of our local artists, I tell you.
Come on.
I just want to read this one very quickly, and I'm glad that the young ones are listening and engaging. Hey, Uncle Richard, this is Tamara, Wayne and Anna's daughter. Just wanted to tell you that the younger crowd listen to your show too, and we love the fact that you play the golden oldies, but also mix the new ones too, catering for all ages and all listeners. Thank you. 416-848-7772. And hello, who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the air. I just want to
You're on the air.
Comment there.
You're on the air already, so go ahead now. Speak your
Yeah, ma'am. I just want to say I'm disturbed by what I heard you say there. I'm very disturbed, like I said, to hear what people would call in and you know, make comments about your program and all that. You know, I personally enjoy. I think you're doing a great job for the community, right? And I'm looking forward to this program every Saturday, you know, and on even on the TV, right? So I think you're doing a good job, and just continue doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job, super job.
Thank you very much. Thank you, brother. And, you know, it's encouraging when we could get people to partake. If you want to call and say, Richard, you're talking nonsense, fine, call. But I hate ugly, and I don't like this. When, you know, I remember one time I interviewed Robert Corbyn. He's a politician and then opposition to the PPP. And because I interviewed him, PPP supporters was... In fact, advertisers with me, some of those real estate kings, they call themselves, freaked out and was screaming at me. But that's not the point. I become more legitimate when we have a balance, when we have both sides, right? So why only have one side? And I don't have any political horse in the race when it comes to Guyana politics, even Trinidad. But if why it is we can't give both sides a chance. So... You know, sometimes we say, oh, leave the politics. No, we can't. We are the only one on radio doing what we do here for the longest while. I think we are the longest running Indo-Caribbean program in Canada. And, you know, we just can't just play music. Then you could easily buy a track and put your music on and listen. But we have a brain. And, you know, last thing I want to rant about, that Coolie Boy song. Oh, they don't like the word coolie. You know, coolie is a person who carries a load on their head, carrying the brick, the grip from the train and thing, right? And our forefathers, we came as what? Indentured laborers. I know some people refer to us as coolie in a bad way. But you know what? I am so proud that, hey, I'm a son of a coolie. Because look where we are today. Doctors, lawyers, scientists, engineers, business people. So you could call my grandfather a coolie. You could call me a coolie because I'm a son of a coolie. So I'm not ashamed of it. I would take that same word and turn it around. I am proud to be called a coolie. I'm proud to be an Indian, you know. No doubt and ifs about it. I am proud to be an Indian. And I make no qualms or quarrel about that. So by the way, and when I say Happy Republic Day, India, you remember when we celebrate on this program, I always celebrate India's and Pakistan independence. And we play the patriotic song and we share with everybody. And I remind them that we are your cousins that you laugh at because we don't speak the language. I remind them that we love you and we love the motherland, but you laugh at us. You look down at us in scorn. But nevertheless, they listen to us when we play Hot Like Pepper, when Hot Like Pepper was on the radio. 3/4 of the people calling in. And even when my friends from other countries and like Pakistan and India and our brothers and sisters who phone in, I am the first to say, you know, yeah, we thank you and we are glad that you're listening. But, you know, first and foremost, we are a Caribbean show and we are proud of that. And we are happy to know that you're listening because we play music like this. Welcome, one and all. And thank you, brother. If you disagree with me, feel free. I'm not censoring the phone calls. 416-848-7772. Again, Happy Republic Day, India. Hello, and who we have on the line?
Richard, this is Lena.
Hi, Sina.
I'm Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling to let you know we enjoy your program. And yes, I don't agree with a lot of people saying the negative things where you are concerned. You're doing an excellent job. And may Allah continue to bless you with your hard work and dedication.
And thank you for your support, sister. Thank you. See, by sponsoring a birthday segment, it carries us a long way. I want to thank you for doing your daughter's birthday today. So, lovely wish her a happy birthday. Go ahead. Send her some love. And your friend, Zina, Shalima is celebrating a birthday. And Amir.
Yes. Yes, they are as well.
All right. Thank you, sister. Go ahead.
And I want to wish my daughter, Alicia, once again, a very happy birthday. May Allah continue to bless her with health. And continue to be the wonderful, wonderful child she is, especially to the community.
Indeed, and she's a thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start it back from the beginning. Uninterrupted this time, all right? My sister Baljeet at WTR is listening and she said she loved this one. More than loving it, I love the video for this one. We have a young lady driving along and she wants to hear this one, so we're going to send this out to you.
Fadita. Shirtin Studios. It you see her poo and wine and swing, she wait. Watch the flower, all the ladies joining share. If you see her poo and wine and swing, she wait. Watch the flower, all the ladies joining share. She can't wait to put she lower.
Hi, you're live on Shopdom Radio. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Richard.
Hey, Patrick. Where you been, boy?
Oh, you good. This is a lot of fireworks here, bro. With all these people that calling in.
No. It's not all the people. One guy sent a text. It's not a big deal.
No. Well, when he call in, you got 100 of them who gonna think that he makes sense, but. You go to where the house and all these songs playing, were you going to dictate to the DJ, don't play this, don't play that one?
Yeah, you know, I think, and you know, the funny thing is, that was the first time for a long time we didn't play any kind of song like that. I didn't bring the Ramo in, because I myself, some of these things just get worn out. Like this one, this poor song, it's been requested again and again and again. We don't have any requests for any Rom songs. To say there was nothing lately, right? But the fact that I think they feel, because within our community, you know, I'm the only one for the longest while doing this type of program in Canada, but they wouldn't call CFS, other AM station and voice, they wouldn't write editorial, but they think they have the privilege and the right to poke at their own, and that's what I don't like.
Because last week I was going to call in to give my sympathy to the Yusuf Prasad and Dr. Balwant Singh Rai, that they passed on, they gone, whatever good or bad they did a lot for humanity, especially Dr. Yusuf Prasad, who I know personally from Grove, about 10 houses from me.
You know, I took the music down because that is something too. I'm glad that you brought it up. You know, what he has contributed single-handedly for Guyana, and not only for business, but you know, he was one had a passion for Indian arrival and remembering our forefathers, etc. I spoke to him when we started Seiko in Canada, and he was so encouraging with our Indian arrival.
Yeah, but you see what Yusuf came from, the Logi, where he proudly said, he proudly said he came from a Logi. His father, I know, Rock, and he had a brother named Madeira. And Madeira was, anybody from Grove who know Madeira, Madeira would have a plate in the hand and walk around, give me a piece of roti, give me some curry in Grove. But the guy did well. He didn't look back where he came from, he looked forward, but help all those behind him who needs the help. And if he had another 10 years more, he could have been the president again. If he wanted to follow politics, he would have made a great president of the country.
You know, there are many industrialists like him and they give. And that, look at, perfect example. Look at what he came from. And he's not ashamed about, you know.
That's right.
So when you look and you pick on the little things, there are bigger messages behind it too, because, look, we're talking about the Rom thing. But what about when I play a gospel song, people are offended by that? When would it stop?
Well, you only play one side of people, they don't listen to you, sure, they don't support you.
No.
But you have a skill that you have to be balanced to your community. You can't pick sides.
Well, it's not only that. Listen, nobody, when you look at TV programs produced in Canada, how many of them play Islamic regularly? How many of them play for Sai Baba? How many of them would put on a black man on it? How many people would play gospel? Now, that's their own business. I believe I am from a community that is a cosmopolitan, and I reflect that. I'm from Trinidad. I reflect that. The name of my show is called Caribbean Showtime. So I try my best, and I am very biased, by the way, I must admit, when it comes to the Indianness of Caribbean. I'm heavy-handed when it comes to that, because you name a Caribbean show in Canada or in North America that would play. Look at those radio stations that got licensed, Caribbean, My Foot. How many chutney, how many chutney music you hear on those programs? So the claim to be Caribbean, I am Caribbean, but I'm a heavier hand when it comes to Indo-Caribbean, because we have been denied for too long. So I'm trying.
Yeah. Anyway. I will close off with not throwing the dirty laundry on your program, Richard, but have you ever went to a funeral and people call you home and said, do not attend?
Well, we're with COVID now, the might, yeah?
No, without that. I had a brother who used to live in Texas, and the guy passed away. He born in a Hindu home, grew up as a Hindu, and I wanted to play, he married an American, wanted to play one bhajan for him in Texas when we went to the funeral. They wanted to call the police to throw me out.
Wow.
And all the other brothers and sisters stood there and see what was going on. They said that's the woman's right. I told you the other brother that passed away, Markham. I went to the funeral. I took two pictures out to send to my sister in Guyana. There goes the big war again. Everybody think that I'm troublemaker, but I got a sister in Guyana. She don't know what's going on here. I tried to send her. All the brothers and sisters sit there and nobody said, guys, back off. He's just taking it up. He's not the paparazzi that this guy was a paparazzi that I'm going to sell this picture to the paparazzi. And they called me the night and said, please don't attend the funeral the next year. Just to represent a sister in Guyana.
Well, let me tell you this, and no dirty laundry. Listen, everybody listening have issues like that in the family. Everyone, they feel, I went to a funeral, and by the way, if we lose you on Shabnam Radio, we are on ShabnamRadio.com, we will be leaving.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਡਾਈਵੋਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਔਖੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ, ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ।
S&S ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ S&S ਲੋਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
क्या आपको मालूम है कि खाना बनाते वक्त तवज्जो ना देना आग लगने की सबसे बड़ी वजह है। आप इसमें शुमार ना हो, खाना बनाते वक्त एहतियात करें। ब्रैम्पटन फायर एंड इमरजेंसी सर्विसेज आपको मोहतात करना चाहता है कि आप दौरान कुकिंग मोबाइल डिवाइसेस का इस्तेमाल, घर के कामकाज और नशा आवर चीजों का इस्तेमाल ना करें। बारबेक्यू सिर्फ बाहर ही करें, अपने गैराज में बारबेक्यू ना करें या आग लगने वाली लवाजमात अपने गैराज से दूर रखें। अपने गैराज को साफ रखें और अपने साथ दूसरों को भी महफूज रखें। ब्रैम्पटन फायर एंड इमरजेंसी सर्विसेज की तरफ से एक पैगाम।
ट्रकिंग वाले वीरो ध्यान नाल सुनो, ट्रक जिद्दां दा भी चलाउंदे हो, मैनुअल जां ऑटोमैटिक, क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब चेते आही ना रखियो। ट्रक दी बढ़िया सर्विस लई क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब लो जी तीजी लोकेशन भी खोलती है, एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नापनी। आहो जी, कोई अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं, ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी, एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नापनी। क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब द वन स्टॉप शॉप, 519-622-0660 जां quicktrucklube.com। QTL, बिकॉज वी केयर।
महामारी दौरान साडे बच्चियां ने दिखाया कि ओ किन्ने तगड़े, सहनशील ते मजबूत हो सकदे हन, पर हुण उनां लई दोबारा अपनियां यादां बनाउण दा समां है। अपने परिवार ते दोस्तां नाल, अपने साथियां नाल, अपने सहपाठियां नाल कोविड-19 दे विरुद्ध वैक्सीनेशन बच्चियां दी मदद कर सकदी है बचपने विच वापस परतण लई। अपने परिवार दे योग बच्चियां लई वैक्सीनेशन अपॉइंटमेंट बुक करवाओ। कैनेडा सरकार वालों संदेश।
ਇੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਹੁਣ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਹੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਮਿਲਣਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਤੇ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਫ੍ਰਿਜ, ਸਟੋਵ, ਡਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ਼ਰ